Hello and welcome back. We are on section 4, we are on chapter 10, which talks about international strategic planning. So strategic planning is one of the most important component when you talk about any business. So let's see what is in store with us. Now we are going to learn, the learning objectives for this chapter are to understand the concepts of international strategic planning, to understand the necessities of strategic planning in the context of international business, to be able to describe the term strategic planning, and also to know the essential elements of international strategic planning. We'll be also able to know about the principles of strategic planning and understand various stages which are involved in a strategic planning process. So let's begin the opening case study. This case study talks about Suzuki, who already is established a company for over 100 years now, and the case study talks about the Suzuki's plan for the next 5 years, how it's going to invest more into R&D, and also talking about they're talking about electric cars which are now coming up, because that's going to be a big segment which is opening up. So please do read the case study. It talks about the strategic planning of Suzuki in the next 5 years. Now strategic planning, talking about strategic planning. Now in order to achieve the organizational business objectives, strategic planning is very, very important, because and it normally will comprise of three things, which is you're preparing a policy or a plan, implementing those policy and a plan, which is very important, and most important will be evaluating it time and again. So preparing of a plan, implementing those plans or policies, and then evaluating it every now and then to see where they stand. Now talking about international trade, again, strategic planning should consider different time zones that we are into, because we talking about international trade, we may you sitting in India can think about business in so many other countries. So you have to be aware of the time zones of operations, you have to be aware of the geographical distances though there would be, now you would say with the event of technology, geographical distance are almost zero, because technology has taken over quite drastically and communication is very easy. But still there would be some geographical distances. Culture and national diversity, also very important. And changing business patterns which are occurring in the world overall. Now, international strategic planning is basically a slightly complex thing, and it involves many aspects which we spoke about also in the previous slide. Now in this we're talking about geographic location and its advantages. So basically when I talk about geographical locations, you're talking about reaping the benefits of large scale of economies which you're going to get from a particular location. So if you're placed in a particular location where there is raw material available in ample, so you're going to reap the benefits of a large scale of economies, and so on. Then development of new brand, or if you can't develop, you can acquire an existing brand. So that is also a strategic planning method. Now enhancing your core competencies, you already expertise in certain products or certain services, you can enhance those core competencies. You can acquire new skills or expertise within the organization that are difficult normally to reproduce by competitors easily. So definitely you can upgrade your skills and upgrade your expertise so that people cannot reproduce them very easily. This could be in the areas of your distribution network, your marketing, your R&D, your production, your marketing, and all other areas which you can think of. Now what is the need for a strategic planning? The organization sets strategic objectives for it to chase the dream of becoming a leader, because that's a dream which every organization has, to become a leader in their particular segment or their particular industry. So strategic planning basically is the primary goal would be to, you know, to realize that dream of becoming a leader, market leader in that particular industry. Also at any given point of time, organization is faced with a wide range of choices which they has to make, and that point of time the key to success is the right decision which the organization makes. Now that's also possible through a proper strategic planning process. Also, direction and vision for the future is very important. Leadership and an agreed framework to conduct a business in a dynamic and changing global market. Because now, again, if you see in the last 1.5-2 years, because of the pandemic, again, the whole situation has changed. The whole way of how of business was done has changed. So things are changing rapidly all around the world. Also, in context of international business, we require to act on objects at basically two levels, basically the long term level and the short term level. Now, short term level can be basically where you implement your long term strategies. So first you have to go for a level one, which is a long term level, which will comprise of deciding and formulation of the strategy for an entire business over a long term. So maybe long term down the line is around 5 years, 10 years or even 15 years. And a short term, and then you go to a level two, which is a short term level, which will comprise of your tactical or intentional aspects of a strategy formulation for a business in terms of specific market or a specific product, but it will be in the short term. A short term can be any term which will be from ranging from 6 months to around 1 year, 2 year. Now you have to understand the market is volatile. So the more volatility in the market, the more you need to be prepared for better plans. So basically, in terms of monthly, annual fluctuations in customer demands, it is more important to work within the framework of agreed objectives. So if you you need to monitor the market continuously and have a strategy in place to take care of this kind of fluctuations which can occur on a monthly or quarterly or annual basis. Now, global events bring out the importance of strategic planning process sharply into focus, because there are a lot of global events happening all around us which can affect your business in some manner. So you need to be careful and observant about such global events. Global events such as even discontinuities in market trends, unpredicted economic recessions, spread of a disease like we're talking about this pandemic, may result in a stagnated market or even a decline. So you're strategically, you need to be ready with your plan of how you're going to cope up with such situation. Now, other aspects which underline the importance of strategic planning or making a strategic plan are globalization, which we all know, because every country is now practically into a globalization process and everybody is talking about globalization. Mergers that are happening all around us, so many companies are getting merged into each other. There are also strategic alliances which are made between different companies, and not to forget the investments which are made in new developments. Now, strategic planning is basically an organizational management activity which the top management normally decides, and it is used to basically set priorities of what they want to do, what is their short-term goals, long-term goals, to focus on energy and resources which are available with them, how they can utilize it to the optimum, to strengthen the operations, to ensure that all stakeholders are working towards one common goal. If they are not working towards one common goal, then there would be a chaos situation. To establish agreement around intended results and outcomes, and importantly, to review and adjust organizational direction in response to the changing environment. So that is basically what the top management will do. Also, planning produces fundamental decisions and actions that shape and guide. Basically, it will answer these four questions normally of what an organization is, who it serves, what it does, and why it does. But all this will also be with the focus on future. Now, any strategy comprises of basically, when you talk about any strategic planning or any strategy which is made, it will comprise of this following component, which is a statement of goal and objectives, a framework of resources needed to in order to fulfill these goals and objectives, and an ordered planning of activity intended to achieve these goals. So One, setting up of this goal or statement of goals and objectives, the framework and of resources which are needed. So what are the things you will need to fulfill this goal, and the amount of activity, what all activities do you need to do and utilize these resources to fulfill those goals. Now, talking about strategic planning in the 21st century, now strategic planning makes making and its role is in achieving a leadership or a competitive edge has assumed great significance in recent times due to some important aspect as listed, like uncertainty, uncertain economic changes which are happening globally. Now, example which is given to you also in your books is about India, how India's trading partners have changed. Now, traditionally in 80s and 90s, Indian trading partners was more on the in Europe. There were a lot of export or trade between Europe and India. But this, there has been a shift. Now, Indian trading partners are more in the Gulf region and not to forget China. Now, though we have some differences with China in the border security area and so many other places, but still the trade between India and China has grown phenomenally. So please do read up the examples, because it is very interesting to understand how there has been a shift overall in the trading partners of India. Also, development of ICT. Now, basically, this kind of this technology which you're going to talk about in depth in your last chapter when you talk about e-businesses, how this has helped various e-businesses to come up, how firms have utilized it to increase the overall efficiency in combining labor and capital, or multi-factor productivity. You will be able to understand, you will be surprised with the use of the ICT, the technology which many companies have come up with. Also, enhancing capabilities of the company to think beyond and act. Now again, this would be also related to your development of ICT, because ICT is also a core factor which has helped in enhancing capabilities of companies to think beyond. Like in India, when you talk about Indian companies, there are so many Indian companies which are now using innovative technologies across different sectors to develop their business and to grow their business in a drastic way. So the Forbes India report of 2018, which is also given in your books, talks about that particular aspect. Not to forget growth of service industry. Now, 21st century has seen rapid growth of the service industry. Especially we have to talk about the Indian context. Now, in the span of 50 years of independence, the contribution of service industry to service sector to in India has been a huge share of the GDP. They also say the lion's share of over 60%. However, the employment level in this sector is just only around 25%. So that labor force, more of the labor force need to be still utilized in this industry. Now, this presents a unique challenge for the future's economic growth in India, and basically requires some out-of-the-box solutions that will help rapidly harness the potential of the service industry in India. That is Laxmanam 2019, which talks about this point. Now, moving to the essential elements, what are the elements which are required for a strategic plan? Now, characteristics that are vital to go or to have an international business operation. So if you see on your screens, we are talking about leadership with vision, that is culture, processes and structure. So now vision, when you talk about vision and leadership, this is basically the management role, which is most important. Then we have the culture, we have processes, and we have the structure. We're talking about leadership with vision. Now, basically, every company we are talking about, the top leadership should have a particular vision. Now, without a vision, they cannot think about growth or anything else. So the vision should include all factors which are talking about growth and so many other factors. So all this, when you talk about vision, the companies means that the organization should also possess a global mindset, and it should honor mixed cultures. So if an organization is not ready to have a global mindset where they're talking about global, or they are not interested in honoring mixed cultures or accepting mixed cultures, it will be difficult for them to establish themselves internationally or globally. The company also, the management leadership also should be able to for the readiness to provide the required resources for the whole team down the line, or for the whole organization to work and achieve that particular goal. They should be also able to recognize and give importance to human element, because that is the most important element which will be there. A future vision in place is important, that would guide an organization where it means to be in future. So if you see, the leadership with vision will include all these parameters. Moving to culture. Now, what is culture? Culture is basically a set of patterns of systems, policies, procedures, your values, which exist basically in an organization. We're talking about organization. So that would define the culture in a particular organization. So basically, the key factors of development of success of international business would be how this culture is adapting and how the culture is expanding, and how the culture is able to take a lot of positive things and move forward. Now, it originates from the impact of founder members, because the founder members who have been in the organization from the base, from the start, will also play a very important role in developing this culture. So international organizations that have global culture have some of these unique features which are listed out. Basically, they adhere to suitable ethical standards. They will calculate interdependency between the HO and the branch, because every branch cannot think that they can work on their own without the need of the HO, or the HO cannot let go the branch to just work on their own and forget about what is happening in the branches, and so on. So there should be an interdependency between the HO and the branch. Recognize and promote cross-cultural skills. There would be a lot of positive things which will be existing in a lot of other cultures in other different countries where your branches or whether your offices are located. So adapting this also will be important. Promotes global viewpoint in all main programs. Moving from culture, we talk about the process. Now, what is a process? Now, basically, a process can be defined as something which is there in an organization, which has, or we can talk about the standard SOPs, your operation systems, your procedures which the organization follows for particular activities that they do. Now, this allows the organization to operate in a particular way or a desired way. Now, this includes procedures for data gathering, data information gathering, and accumulating them and utilizing them. Maintaining quality during manufacturing activities, or GMP, or good manufacturing practices which are followed by organizations or manufacturing facilities. To ensure effective payment systems where the there is no backlog in the outflow, because even if there's a backlog in the outflow, then your name will get spoiled in the market as you not being able to pay to the vendors in time. So there should be an effective system which will ensure that your collections, your receivables are collected in time, and also to ensure that your outward or your payments to the vendors and other service providers are done in time. Multifunctional teams and multi-location informations. Also, infrastructure, a robust IT infrastructure basically, which is supported normally by an intranet or EDI, or which is also called as electronic data interchange, which is available in the organization. Now, moving from processes, we're talking about structure. Now, what is a structure? Structure is basically the reporting pattern which is followed in an organization, the hierarchy, which we can say. Now, these are basically rules and procedures used for reporting within an organization. So then organization has to be very, very careful in deciding about the centralization as well as the decentralization. So how much, what all things need to be centralized or how many things need to be decentralized. Like there have been examples where organizations have opened different branches and they had given the branch the decision to handle the operations in the branch on their own, which in terms of making pay, releasing payments, purchases and so many things. But then suddenly they realize that that is not working out. The branch, one branch is doing well, other branch is not doing well. Now this is the time they want to again centralize all activities. Now in this kind of cases, the branch which are not doing well, they would be very happy, but the branch who are very effective in handling all these things will not be so happy about such kind of decision. So when you're talking about centralization or decentralization, this has to be carefully thought about and should be in place in time so that there is no friction between the branches and the HO or even between the branches and other offices. Now, further in structure, normally a successful organization we should talk about will show the following characteristics. One, provision for motivation and penalties. Now, motivation means your perk system which exists in an organization. Also, motivation will also mean your incentives which are given. So there should be a provision for motivation as well as for penalties. So there are normally most companies will follow a KRA and KPI system which is there in existence. Providing support to local and regional personnel. So again, the company should have that focus to provide this kind of support to local as well as regional personnel. Development and enhancement of global ideas within the organization. So if an organization has to grow, they have to take global ideas into their foray and they have to try to utilize these ideas and implement also these ideas in various other locations. Now, a successful organization normally will show this characteristic, which is continuing. Now, planning visits on a periodic visits to a subsidiary to encourage the organization's priorities or the core value. Now, it does happen at times that the HO opens a branch and then forgets that they only have some communication over phones and other things, but there is no personal visits. Now, these are also required by the top management that they visit periodically to some sub their subsidiaries to see how the functioning is, because that will also create as a motivational factor to the people working in that particular subsidiary. Provide support and encouraging local personals. Again, we spoke about this point in previous slide. It should basically support and encourage local personnel because they also will be very key people in development of that particular branch or a subsidiary. Now, strategic planning principles. We're talking about now strategic planning principles. Now, strategic planning is focused to reveal answers on the below questions. What is our position in the industry as of now? What is our market or customers? What is your customer base? What is the growth areas where the company can grow, or what are the prospects for the company to grow in the market? Our path for the future or vision. What is a vision mission statement? What is the future? What is the future that we have planned? Do you want to stay at the same level, continue with this level, grow with the same products or with some other products? What product mix we want to take? What customers we want to take? And most importantly, our action plans or action and plans, what are they for the future? So in general, strategic decisions are always focused on achieving long-term goals, which is 3 to 5 years or more. Now, also talking about the basic concepts of strategic planning, a vision, mission, or an objective or a function is very important. So every company you'll find normally will have a vision statement, will have a mission statement, and they also have the objectives and functions listed out. The business situation overview or assessment of their situation, what is there, is also very importantly needed. Outline of the strategy of how they are going to move ahead, with the implementation of the plans, or with the implementation of with the achievement for the achievement of the vision and mission is also important. And of course, implementation of the plan, without implementation of a plan, what you are talking is only on papers. If it is not implemented, then nothing is going to happen. So for a global company, a roadmap with time horizon of up to 20 years may be required to achieve some strategic goals. Thank you so much. Have a good day.